And how about the new album has one song that really interested me. That's Ain't I a Woman, which is, well, right. Why don't you talk about how you chose it and how it became a song.
Well, this woman named Sojourner Truth was a slave back around, she was born around 1800. And when she was freed in 1837, because she wasn't from the South, she was from New York State, she just traveled around and told people the truth, essentially, as she saw it. She was a preacher, and she was an abolitionist, and she was for women's rights. She was for all-around freedom for everyone, because she really believed that none of us is free, you know, until we all are free, and that you can't just destroy one kind of slavery. Slavery really isn't destroyed until it's entirely destroyed, root, branch, everything. So she spoke for a variety of different causes, and this particular speech that she made was at a women's rights convention in 1851 in Ohio. They didn't want her to speak at all because they thought this is women's rights and you're going to they thought she was going to come and confuse it with, you know, abolitionism and everything. But what happened was at the convention, people were the women were getting having a horrible time of it, because a lot of people that were clergymen, especially, were getting up and saying that women shouldn't have equal rights because Eve had sinned. They were giving that sort of reason why women shouldn't be free. So she just went and she stood in front of the speaker's podium until she was recognized, and then she gave a speech which turned the whole tide of the convention. It's there's been a poster made of the speech, of part of it, and some people are familiar with it, some people in the women's movement. And when I read it, it's the kind of speech that just moves you incredibly. And finally, I just thought, this could be something like Bridge Over Troubled Water. This is really incredibly inspirational, and it really ought to have some music to it and everything. So I just sat down and tried to adapt the speech, which was really hard because I didn't want to tamper with it incredibly to make it rhyme. But actually, I ended up taking three speeches and putting them together and writing some stuff of my own that I really hoped was in the spirit of it, because I read a lot more stuff about her and what was going on at that time. And that's how that... And Helen had written some music, oddly enough, a really long while before I think I wrote the lyrics, but...
When I read her words, suddenly this thing that I had written a long time ago came to me. I said, oh, I think I have some music for this.
Over the mill race, no one
It's being used a lot now at Equal Rights Amendment rallies, I think. Yeah, there was one recently in Philadelphia, and the Secretary of the Commonwealth, C. Dolores Tucker, read that speech again. And it's very, very inspirational at rallies and things like that.
It's a great speech.
Do you have any plans for the near future? I understand you're starting a tour right now.
Yes. Yeah. We're opening for Billy Joel for about 2.5 months, starting tomorrow. Almost every day. In a different city. We're mostly booked right now. We're booked in the Northeast and the Southeast. But right now the agency is working on the West.
We're really looking forward to it. We've been told that as tours go, it's a pretty brutal tour. It really is one-nighters, and it's just about every day. But we've never done anything that heavy before. We usually get into it. You know, we do one-nighters in, like, the Northeast or something like that. We've never really traveled incredibly. It's going to be a new and different experience.
You think it's going to be an exhausting experience going
from city to city? Yeah, but it's going to be good, too, because, I mean, we're going to get to play this time. I mean, we've been headlining in small places like the Main Point where only a couple hundred people can fit in there. But each time we play now, it's going to be before 2,000 or 3,000 people.
At least.
It'll be very exciting.
Sickness sometimes doesn't make any difference. I mean, perhaps you noticed that today, for example, my normally lilting soprano has crept down to around the range of approximately Tennessee Ernie Ford. That's because here I have this horrible cold that is going around New York, and I understand it's going around Philadelphia also, whatever it is, flu or cold or...
Maybe it's the swine flu coming early.
The swine flu or the Legionnaire's disease or whatever.
Where are you staying? In Philadelphia?
Not at the... not at the W.
Actually, President Ford stayed there last week, I think, after the debate. It's a surprise.
Mm. Yeah, we stayed there about 6 months ago, and it was fine.
Oh, I really liked it when I was there, but I don't know.
They'd love you to do an ad for them, I bet. Anybody and everybody. Have you been out to the West before?
Well, we went to San Francisco and Los Angeles for about 6 weeks last November, October, November, December. And we stayed in San Francisco for about a month. And we played the boarding house and a lot of different little gigs around there. We had a great time. We've never played, well, you know, we've done Chicago, we've done Detroit, we've done a couple of cities, you know, but we've never actually done a real extensive tour around the country. And the South, I mean, we just started, the starting of this tour, which was like beginning of September, we've been playing since September our own dates, and we played Atlanta and Miami.
Do you find you receive differently at all in different parts of the country?
It's amazingly uniform. I mean, it depends a lot on who we're opening for, what the particular type of audience is. I mean, when we headline, I really think it's fairly uniform. I mean, say if we're opening for Commander Cody, the audience is going to be rowdy, and we're going to do a slightly rowdier set for them. But, I mean, we played at West Point, and we sang High Flying Woman. Did you ever think that you lived in a cage? And they all go, yes, you know. we have a very similar response. Billy Joel's got like a real serious music listening, music appreciative audience, so I think it's going to be a really nice tour for us.
Do you have a favorite place to play in the country?
That's hard.
Oh, let's see. I like playing anywhere where they have really good local beer. I'm really into local beer. So I really like San Francisco. They've got this beer there called Anchor Steam Beer. They only put out 5,000 barrels a year. Oh, it's great beer.
It's really good.
If you ever get out to San Francisco, you should really try it.
They don't sell it in the East.
How about going back to Massachusetts?
Oh, yeah.
I love Massachusetts.
Well, that's going back home.
It's home.
That's fantastic. We love it up there.
Yeah.
Okay, when do you think you're going to get back in the recording studio after this? I know you're probably exhausted from finishing the last one. That's not too long ago. Do you have plans for another album?
Yeah, I think we're going to go in and probably in December. Start.
And is it going to be similar to the other two albums? Do you have any ideas what it's going to be like at all?
I don't know what it's going to be like. We'll see. It's going to be a lot more fiddle.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have a lot of fiddle stuff in the new one.
Okay, thanks a lot for coming up, and good luck on your tour.
Thank you.
Did you ever think that you lived in a cage? Did you ever think that you lived in a cage? Well, they're calling you a chick, and the name just seems to stick, and you still don't think you're living in a cage. Have you heard of you were up a tree? Did you ever think that you were up a tree? Well, they're calling you a name that makes you their fair game, and you still don't think that you are up a tree.
That wraps it up for the Women's Music Hour for today. You are listening to the voices of Pamela Brandt, Helen Hook, and myself, Anne Bowen, who also plays with the Deadly Nightshade, was not present at the interview. If you'd like more information about any of their music and where you can get a hold of it, you can give a call to the station after the program, and I'd be glad to tell you. Here's some things that are going on in the Philadelphia area of interest to women in the next week or two. Appearing at John and Peter's Place, which is at 96 South Main Street in New Hope, Pennsylvania, this weekend, the Buffalo Gals, a bluegrass band. And they'll also be appearing at the Englishtown Music Hall in Englishtown, New Jersey, on October 16th. And believe it or not, they're billed here as popular New York all-girl bluegrass band. Featuring banjoist Susie Monick, and they'll be moving to Nashville, so this is a good time to catch them in any case. For information about John and Peter's Place, call 862-9957, and Englishtown Music Hall can be reached at area code 201-446-9400.
At 1:30 p.m. today, Maya Angelou, author of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, will read from her works. It's by invitation only, it says, but you can give the Painted Bride a call. They're at 527 South Street. Their number's WA59914. Also coming up at the Painted Bride in the near future, on October 9th, Saturday, Doris Coleman will be playing piano. Works by Scarlatti, Schubert, Fauré, Kabalevsky, Beethoven, Liszt, and Chopin. And on October 17th, Virginia D'Ambrosio, a lyric soprano, will be doing her work at 3 p.m. Once again, for information about Painted Bride activities, call WA59914. At the Khyber Pass this weekend, Doshi Powers, who's recently made a couple of records and is an old favorite in Philadelphia, will be playing at the Khyber Pass. It's at 56 South 2nd Street, and their number is MA79331. On October 12th, Tuesday, at 12:15 p.m., a noon concert by Maureen Wimmer, a soprano, at Temple University Center City, 1619 Walnut Street. Call 787-8301 for information about that and all Temple music events. At the Main Point, Philadelphia's friendly center of the lively arts, coming up in a little bit in the future, October 15th and 16th, Mary McCaslin will be playing with Jim Ringer and Tom Paxton. Their number for information is LA53375. The Main Point is now nonprofit and located on Lancaster Avenue in Bryn Mawr, PA. On October 19th, Tuesday, the Down Home Music Association presents Rosalie Sorrells at the Christian Association, and she'll be backed up by Tom Mitchell and a band of Jay Unger, Winnie Winston, and a couple of others. For information about that, and it will be at the Christian Association Auditorium at 3601 Locust Walk, call 387-5313. Thursday, October 21st at 1 p.m. will be a free concert by Ola Bell Reed and family, Old Time Mountain Music, at Delaware County Community College in Media, Pennsylvania. For more information, call Phoebe Resnick at 353-5400. Here's what's going on at the Bicentennial Women's Center, which is in the Penwalt Building at 3 Parkway in Philadelphia. Tonight at 6 p.m., a film called Why Not a Woman, and at 7:30 p.m., a communications workshop, which I'll tell you more about in a minute. Friday, October 8th, there was a concert originally scheduled, and that will instead be next Friday, October 15th. Saturday, a workshop at 2 p.m. on Abused Women by the Germantown Women's Center. For more information, call 564-1560. Women science graduates who want to update their knowledge in order to re-enter their professions are eligible for a unique refresher program, which will be offered at Chestnut Hill College next year. Scientific Update for Women will be a review of the most recent developments in chem, biology, and computer sciences. It's open to 30 women, and for more information, call them at CH74210. Here's that communications workshop. It'll be given by entertainer Susie Sutton, who's a member of the Philadelphia branch of the National Organization for Women. It's a mini seminar at the Bicentennial Women's Center, once again 17th and JFK Boulevard, first floor of the Penwalt Building. And that's at 7:30 p.m., Practical Steps to Speaking Up and Out, Show Up and Learn to Speak Up from a Show Business Veteran, and it's free to the public. There will be a panel discussion on DES, Did You or Your Mother Take It?, featuring Dr. Joan Celebra, the Secretary of the American Society of Colposcopists and former head of the DES Center at the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, along with a DES mother and a DES daughter. That's a week from Thursday, today at 7 p.m. at the Friends Meeting House, 4th and Art Street. For more information, contact the DES Action Group at the Penn Women's Center, 243-8611. If you're interested what it is, it was a drug prescribed to prevent miscarriages from the 40s through the early 70s. Ask your mother if she took the drug, because it could affect you. The next meeting of the Women's Political Caucus of Philadelphia will be on October 13th, next Wednesday, at 1713 Lombard Street in Philadelphia at 8 p.m. Come, 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 they say. In the Bicentennial Women's Center Poet Series, October 12th will feature Barbara Atkinson, Ellen Mason, and Rhoda Schwartz. And if you'd like to find more about it, it's 8 p.m. There's a dollar donation asked, and their number is 564-1560. There will be a program of Women and Abuse at the Northwest Mental Health Center tonight at 7:30 p.m. 842-1616 is the number about that. The Women's Resource Center will have an open house at 7:30 p.m. Meet the center and share conversation and coffee house and view the film The Emerging Women. That's in Wayne, Pennsylvania. The number for information is 687-6391. Also tonight at 7:30, a course on the psychology of women begins at the Women's Network in Doylestown, PA. Call 345-0550 for information about that. And there will be an introduction to feminism at the Women's Switchboard in Philadelphia, and that'll be tonight as well, and that's at 7:30 p.m., a series of workshops designed for women interested in learning what the women's movement is all about. And it's located at 112 South 16th Street. You're urged to bring your friends, and it's at 7:30 p.m. There's no charge. The new lesbian social group has activities planned, discussions, concerts, dinners, and dances. Call 474-9227 for information about that. On October 10th, Sunday, will be a wine and cheese opening at Penelope and Sisters. Carolyn Feller, a silversmith, and Helene Feldman, a leather worker, are the featured artists. It's located at 603 South 4th Street, right below South. Phyllis Schenken, a poet who just recently read on the Spoken Word Hour on WXPN, will read her poetry at Alexandria Books, 2041 Walnut Street. And a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker will be presented 4 o'clock on Monday. Women in Non-Traditional Jobs, a workshop at the Penn Women's Center. For more information, 243-8611. A conference on women and church law will take place at Rosemont College on Saturday, October 9th. Church laws which discriminate against women will be examined. For information, call 527-0200. And here's an excerpt from a Dyke Tactics press release. They were recently in court having a suit of police brutality against the Philadelphia Police, the City of Philadelphia, and the Civil Affairs Police Unit, and were unsuccessful in their attempt to get a charge brought against these groups. They write, "By finding the defendants not guilty, the jurors in this courtroom have found the members of Dyke Tactics guilty of deviating from the norm. It was our lesbianism, not police brutality, that was on trial. We intend to continue in our struggle to secure our basic human rights as women and as lesbians. You will never have the comfort of our silence again." This is the view of the Dyke Tactics group in Philadelphia. If you have another...